Falling in love with the light. This is Aratima. Falling in love with the light is something that needs to happen at some point on the path to knowing oneself, to being oneself. Sooner or later, we have to make a decision and to truly commit ourselves to love the light, eternity, whatever we want to call it, more than our personal problem, than the thoughts that are arising, the opinions, the need to be right, the need to be heard, understood, the need to have a say, to exist. Because what we're always trying to do is when we do that is to give form and density to the clear light that we actually are. As we are trying to do this, we are going exactly into the opposite direction of what we're trying to accomplish. We want to recognize and realize, we want to realize that we are existence itself. By turning into the other direction and bringing our attention to something that is not the clear light of existence, we want to densify ourselves, we want to make ourselves unique, we want to react and be in relationship to another. It gives us form, it gives us this sense that we exist, and we are very, very addicted to it. It is so deeply programmed. So this is why we have these rituals, like for example, nuns, they marry themselves to Jesus, because Jesus is their representation of the ultimate. By doing that, they surrender and make a true commitment to serve that. It's also done in marriages between a man and a woman or any couple, is to say, I'm going to be here with you past all the problems and sickness and in good days and bad days, etc. It's supposed to serve the same idea that the greater whole is more important, and that we live for that than that little moment of the little I that wants to stand in relation to something other, which is really going to be either a conflict or a harmony, but it is temporary. It is not the ultimate eternal harmony and that which we are. So falling in love with the light is very, very important. Sooner or later, you have to just fall in love with it. It is the love that you have with your true self, the love that is actually you. It's that which is looking out of your eyes and is which you are, which is everything. And when you fall in love with yourself, the magical thing is that you fall in love with everybody else. You fall in love with life, with what is, even the things that are not pleasing to the mind and the personality, the ego. But it is what it is, and existence doesn't favor anybody. So at the end, when you continue to meditate and you are spending time suspended in the light, being filled with the light, letting the light illumine your thoughts and perceptions, and also bring your heart to it and choose to fall in love completely, surrender yourself totally to that and be with that, it should always matter more. Because when we have an intent, like in a marriage, something that's solid, something that's decided, when you are coming into situations where you have to choose, when karma tests you, are you going to continue to deepen the karmic load, or are you going to lift out of it? Then the moment that you made that commitment, you will choose the light. And in that moment, you elevate the karmic load and you can feel it. When you fall in love with the light, your perception is completely one-pointedly focused on it. On the inside, all of your being is geared towards it, because you know you want to fully become it, to become enlightened. All of you is filled with the light. You have to have your attention set to it. It's very much like if you want to travel to London and that's where you want to go, you have to be focused on that. You get your ticket for it in whatever way you go there. and all of you, your physical body, everything, your attention, everything is geared towards it. And it's not like you put all your attention and energy on avoiding going to all the other cities and other places. You wouldn't do that because that would not take you to London. You must bring your attention and your entire focus on all of you to the goal where you want to go. Avoiding going to all the other places is not going to work. The same thing is true with the light and enlightenment. Trying to push away all the problems, micromanaging all the other things that are not the light in your understanding is not going to bring you enlightenment. What brings enlightenment is your attention focused to becoming that. That's where you want to sit. This is where you dwell. This is where your focus is. This is where your perception is pointed to. And that is take you to the realization of being the light. So falling in love with the light is very important. And the sooner you do it, the better it is.